Beaming on the blue mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Be kind. Oh, yeah.
This is Sister Jocelyn Jacobs. Good afternoon to all you mothers in the area, in our listening area. We have on the phone, I thought it was only appropriate that we would bring the gospel artist that put that song in rotation for so many of us that are mothers today. Happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to my mother, whom I love very dearly. And I have on the phone quite a treat today. I have Pastor Timothy Garner and the Travails, and he's going to talk with you and tell you about that song, and he just wants to, all of our mothers in the listening area, he wants to tell them Happy Mother's Day. Good evening, Pastor Timothy. How are you?
I'm blessed in the Lord, Sister Jacobs. How are you doing today?
A little nervous, but I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, before I go any further, I want to say to you, from heart to heart, from the family here in Texas, Dallas, that is the Travails, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And your children, if they are listening, I believe they are. You just don't know. Your mother is such a jewel. And from day one, your mother and I had got acquainted together in Alexandria, Louisiana, at a concert. We were there serving there in ministry and song. But I want to say to each of you who are listening, and then you got to understand that it's not by happenstance that I am calling in, because I've been doing this since 6 o'clock this morning. I've been doing radio interviews across the world, wishing mothers all over the world Happy Mother's Day. In particular, with this song that you hear, that you all have been so blessed by, you all have blessed our ministry, Be Kind to Your Mother. You understand? We have to be kind. You know, we only get one mom, only one mother. The song says, be kind to her. Treat her with respect. Give her flowers while she lives. And that's very important. Let her see the beauty that they bud, that they bring, that they smell, the sweet rose that she is. Let her see that. And sometimes it's not always a rose on a stem. A rose, it could be a hug, walking in, picking up the phone, calling mom and saying, Mom, I just love you, just because. You know, not because of the 9 months. Sometimes some have came prematurely, but you made it, you survived. She carried you for these, but that's why it's so important that you be kind to your mother. I don't care how old you are. I used to tell my mother all the time, Mother, I'm grown, you know. She said, everywhere I go across the country, tell everybody, that's my baby. And I'm like, Mother, please, don't, you know, come on now. She said, no, you're going to, I don't care how old you get, I'm still your mother. You're going to still be my baby. And I said, well, you know what, as long as you call me your baby, you know, no matter what, I still love her, and she knows it. But my mother, Sister Ophelia, Evangelist Ophelia, going on, that many of you have met from time to time down through the years since we have planted our feet in our ministry there in the great state of Louisiana. I mean, Louisiana love Pastor Tim, and Pastor Tim love Louisiana as a whole, as a people. My mother's out there. I love you all. And my rose to you is to say that I love you from the bottom of my heart. And then I tell you, I may not get there all the time, but you got to understand, Sister Jacobs, you be sure that our listening audience have direct contact. I mean direct contact to me. God bless me with an international phone bank, and we go to the line in prayer. We have worship on the wire. You understand? Worship on the wire. You know, listen, write that down. Worship on the wire. Yeah, it's wired up, baby. We prayed up on the wire. You remember the song we sang, Holy Connection? You may have it over there, right? at 88.1, Sister Jacobs. And if not, we will make sure you get that. That is a great song. It swept the country when it first hit and released. And people all over talks about that holy connection. And so y'all want to make sure that you get connected into the ministry.
We're going to be looking forward to that great preaching ministry
that
we're
going to have
from you,
too.
Pastor Garner.
We do have that. I have, God bless, to God be the glory. We do have that high calling outreach ministry. And also my church is a New Testament Full Gospel Church here in Dallas. We are available 24/7 to talk to you about your issues that you want to pray with you and believe God to move in your life. My ministry is we attack the devil. We know how to combat the enemy. We know how to overcome his tactics. We know how to wash out witchcraft. And that's, you know what, Sister Jacobs, if you don't mind, listen, there is an outbreak of witchcraft, voodoo, hexing folks, chanting over folks. It's a widespread sweep over the world. You understand?
Oh, I'm in Louisiana. I understand all about it. It's more prevalent. Well, at least the voodoo witch of the world used to live in New Orleans. That's why I passed by there quite quickly.
But I must tell you, we can't give the enemy a footstool. We can't fall prey. That's the reason why you've got to find people. You got to get in a place where you can have your soul saved and bathed. You need to be showered. See, you got to be awed from head to toe. It's a vital reason. It's very important that you stay awed up, because when you slick in the awe, that means Satan can't get a grip on you. You always slip out of his hand. You don't hear me, somebody. Wake up and listen to me. I'm telling you something for your own good. There is a witchcraft spell over America. You're not understanding. You know, my president, I hate to go politics with this, but let me tell you something. The enemy had to get in the forum of our black president. You don't understand me. You don't understand, you know. But the enemy tried to trap him before millions of people, putting him on the spot, but that's all right.
I got
but
him
the God
covered.
In him still
I got him
through.
Covered in the blood. The devil is
you
alive.
Better believe it. That, you know, I sent a text over in the White House, and I'm yet to get a response. I sang a song, Tell Me What's Wrong in This World. You got it. You play it. It's there. It's a message. Brother Jesse Jackson got it in hand. Tell me what's wrong. He asked, what's wrong, Tim? I tell you what's wrong. It's what he said. There's too much of this, that, and the other. It ain't enough worship. It ain't enough praying. It ain't enough fasting. You're not understanding me. See, everybody want to run to the concert, but they don't want to go to the crusade. Somebody, y'all going to get, you better get me off the phone.
Go ahead, I'll pass. Now you're about to make me shout up in here.
Let me tell you, because I love you. You know, y'all know I love you. And Pastor just got to be straightforward and upfront with you that I don't come to play with the devil. I don't play games with the devil. You understand me? I don't play with my soul, and I don't play with my faith, because my faith, let me tell you, we are fearless. We are a fearless, faith-moving worship in an organization that uplifts nothing but the high-power name. Yeah, not Jesus, but we're talking about Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a whole lot of Jesuses out there, but there's only one. Wake up, Louisiana.
Oh, go ahead on and preach now, Pastor. Now, you got to bless the mothers in the state. Then we got to put your mother on, so she can
now,
say a few words, and we only have about seven minutes left, Pastor.
We got 7 minutes. We got to go, because I got to let a mother talk to the mothers, all right? Now, listen, son, your baby boy here in Texas, Dallas. Yeah, I'm your baby boy. I'm your uncle. I'm your dad. I got children over there in Louisiana. Daddy love you. Uncle love you. Listen, Pastor love you so much. Now, I'm going to have the evangelist over here come around real briefly, because I got a couple of more radio stations trying to bug in on my line. So, but you all are first. I love you more. I'm a phone call away. Love you all so much. Enjoy this day, mamas. Enjoy this day from your baby boy in Dallas. God bless you. Here's Mother Garner.
Bless the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord. How are you, Sister Jacob?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you.
I want to tell you, I was just talking about you a couple of days ago, and I was just telling Timothy. I said, you know, she is such a jewel. She is such a jewel. I love her. And I said, and I ever so often I got to tell her how much I love her. But I just thank and praise God for you, and I thank and praise God for what you, your outreach hand toward the Tim Garner Travail Ministry. And I thank you for all of your prayers and every opportunity that we get that come through you, and to not only through you, but through 88.1. I tell you what, we love Louisiana. We love. And there's a song says we wrote a while back, said, I got family, because we are family forever. I got family in Louisiana. I got family. So no matter what go and what time, we are family. So to all of the mothers, my sisters in Christ, my daughters, and my grandchildren, everybody down there, I just want you to know that Mother Ophelia loves you. I love you. And I want you to be blessed, and let this day and all of the children that you have your living mother with you, you better be thankful and be proud and be kind to Mother. And don't just take this second Sunday in May and do her all of these wonderful deeds, and the next day you're going to cuss her out. Don't do that. That's wrong. Amen. And you're not going to even go by to see her. Won't even put up the telephone to call her. But I want you to know, children, that every day of the year is Mother's Day. And every time you get an opportunity, we know that we get busy, but every time you get an opportunity to pick up the phone and call your mother, call and tell her, just, Mom, I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. You be blessed. Pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you. And I do love you. Amen. Amen.
Didn't I Amen. Tell your audience it was worth it? I so give honor to my mother, who is 90 years old. She doesn't like to tell her age. She doesn't look 90. But she has been a wonderful inspiration in my life. And we've had some difficulties as to I broke camp with the organized religion of my family and went Pentecostal. So that's a sticking point. But we do fine, you know, and sometimes we have to separate because of that. But it's so wonderful to have a mother. And I had a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother living. So it is a blessing. Some final words, Pastor, and we do look forward to that preaching ministry that you're going to have on 88.1. 88.1 goes all over the world. I know that you might think that we are small down here in Louisiana, but we have three stations mainline. We're heard in the Bahamas and all over the world. So we're looking forward to that little warfare ministry that you were talking about, and let people hear not only the great singing, but the great preaching as well. See, I'm putting you in a corner, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem. You know, we got to be ready. You're in and out of season, so we got to be ready. You never know where you have to go before the people and take the word before the masses, the people. And I can't get too lax. You got to be on your P's and Q's when you're working for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I got to just preach the word, and that's what I'm called to do. I'm here because you got to know this battle ain't out, and I got to go now. This battle ain't yours. It's already a fixed fight. It's already fixed for us. It's already, you know, you got the victory. But you gotta overcome it in your mind. How? By the renewing of your mind. That's how you be transformed. That's how you come back. I want to share with you. I got to go, but I want to connect it with the ministry. I want to share with you all about the Miracle Mist. It's a mighty point of contact that is being widespread. It's a mist of a sweet, savoring mist that you can spray all over your home and anoint your house. And when the death angel pass over, it won't touch you because your doorpost will be marked. Your house, your window sills, your doors, back doors, front doors will be sprayed with the mist, the Shekinah glory. Somebody say that, the Shekinah glory. Sister Jacobs, I love you. I you have me start preaching the revival until the midnight. But I love you anyway. I'm a phone call away, and I will give you all in the next few days, we'll give you all a direct contact into our 24/7 live link with Pastor Tim and the New Testament Full Gospel Church here in Dallas. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Love y'all. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Goodbye.